Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn.
I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I'm here with Don Bongards. And I'm not sure what PE stands for.
Professional engineer.
Professional engineer.
Right.
Well, yes, that's wonderful. I always like my listeners to know the professions of who I interview because some of them are still young and deciding what they want to be when they grow up.
Right.
So Don Bongards earned a Bronze Star in Vietnam as an Army lieutenant. He then went to work for Westinghouse and Ingersoll Rand after completing a degree in mechanical engineering from Northeastern University. He has worked throughout the world on special projects, including nuclear steam generation development and on breeder nuclear power plants. He has written numerous technical papers, holds 7 patents, and is the author of 4 books. And today we're talking about self-evident, undeniable proof that science is discovering God and possibly revealing his plan for humanity. How did you go from mechanical engineering to this topic?
Well, it was, well, first of all, thank you for having me on your show.
Anytime.
And your interest in my book. Okay. I spent many years as an engineer, and then when I retired, I missed engineering, and I decided I was going to write some books that invented the future. In other words, I would look at problems that are occurring, like overpopulation, depletion of non-renewable materials, food shortages, energy shortages, water shortages, and even poverty. And I've written 3 books before the one we're talking about. And every time I would do some investigation, I'd find God. And I decided it's about time I write about God. So I decided I'd write a book about God as a small token of my appreciation for all that he's done for me in my life.
And that began the self-evident, undeniable proof that science is discovering God.
Yes.
Well, you know, self-evident is a pretty large claim. So what makes it self-evident?
Like I said, I've done a lot of research. And the first book that really got my attention was a book from Lee Strobel about a case for God. And then after that, I read about how the human genome, the genome project, genetic code was evidence, undeniable proof, actually, of God. And this has led me to do a lot of thinking and asking questions about what we're being subjected to these days.
How is the human genome evident? Can you put it in layman's terms?
Yes. Nobel Prize winning scientists Francis Crick and James Watson unraveled the genetic code in 1964. And they explained how the first living cell was formed. And what they did was they said you had to have DNA interacting with 20 proteins in a sequence. And they had to be in a sequence that one thing followed another. And they said that there are almost 200 steps in this sequence. And what they said was, let's say you assumed that there was a sentence that was 200 letters long. And you took all the letters and you put them into a hat and then drew out a letter at a time. How many times do you think it would take to form that sentence?
Yeah, just randomly draw it.
You just pick them out, you know. Like
evolution, just it randomly happens.
Yeah, just pick them out. Well, they did the statistics, and the statistics were equal to 10 to the 87th power which is like 1 followed by 87 zeros, which is equivalent to all the atoms in the known universe. So if you want to define impossibility, that's impossible. In layman's terms, I use the analogy of you wake up one day and the newscaster says, a man bought one lottery ticket in each of the 50 states, and he won them all. What would you say to that? You'd say it's impossible, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you'd say that the system was rigged is the way you'd come around with that. And that's exactly how the human, first living cell was formed in an impossible way. It had to have a rigor to make it happen.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, even beyond that, this happens to be the first step in the Darwinian evolution. And if there's a creator in the first step, then there's a creator in all the steps.
Self-evident. I'm talking to Don Bongartz, an engineer who is now turned into an author. Okay, we talked about the DNA. What else? Well, tell me why you chose the cover of the book. Tell me your thoughts behind the cover of the book.
Well, this is the sixth version of a title, I wanted to use science to help people who are believers in having the wherewithal to debate people who use science against them. Okay? This will provide the science that they need. It also, I'd like to use this example. I have a 21-year-old grandson. His name is Britt. And Britt has a friend named Matt. And they met in church years ago. And Matt has stopped going to church. And I found this out just recently, just as this book was being published. And I said, well, did you ask Matt why? And Matt answered that he'd gone to church for many years, and his parents thought that he should believe what they believe. And he thought it was being forced upon him. And so he rebelled. And he became what's called an agnostic. And I looked up the definition of agnostic, and it's a person who doesn't believe you can prove God. Mm. Well, I've got news for Matt. And I gave this book to my grandson, who I want to give to Matt. I want him to give it to Matt and pray that Matt will come.
Well, we have to take a break right now, but we'll be right back.
Over 1.5 million Americans are diagnosed with cancer every year. What these people need most is hope for their journey. The body of Christ can provide real hope.
Our journey of hope is an amazing opportunity for believers to stand in the gap of one of the greatest needs in our nation. There are open doors for the goodness, the grace, and the gospel of Jesus Christ to work in the lives of millions of Americans.
Sybil was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Despite great challenges, she and her husband placed their hope in God.
Cancer patients have to work against unbelievable odds for the possibility of survival. And at the end of that is predicated upon the ability to be hopeful and to believe in a higher power, something that extends beyond you. And in this particular case, we're talking about the faith and the hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sybil and her husband are not alone on their journey. Their church family has come alongside to support them every step of the way.
It's part of being part of the body of Christ, where when one part suffers, we all suffer. And I want to tell you, we've learned to love more and care more because of the difficulty you guys have had. And since seeing you guys, I have a whole new outlook, and I have a whole lot of new advice for anyone with cancer in our church.
They need someone to stand with them and to hold their hand to wipe the sweat from their forehead, to dry the tears from their eyes, and say that tomorrow potentially can be a better day.
When you have people that support you and lift you up, like here, your family in the body of Christ, it helps you get through that. It helps you to fight that battle. And I don't know how people get through it without it.
Our Journey of Hope is the ministry of love, hope, and encouragement. We provide pastors and ministry leaders with the tools, training, and support to create effective cancer care ministries in their churches and communities.
You have an opportunity to minister to the world in a way that maybe you've never done so, that will allow your ministry to expand its reach and its growth in your local communities.
The first step in launching a cancer care ministry is to attend a cancer care leadership training held throughout the year. During this two-day workshop, you will receive the training and the resources needed to start a cancer care ministry in your church. Using our biblically-based cancer care ministry curriculum, you will be able to equip and empower members of your congregation to meet the spiritual and practical needs of those dealing with cancer. Once training is complete, your team of cancer care ministers will bring hope to those who are hurting.
Greater love has no man than this, than one lay down his life for his friends. You'll know you're his disciples because of your love for one another. And I think that's what signifies the body of Christ and what the church ought to be.
Visit ourjourneyofhope.com to learn more about starting a cancer care ministry in your church.
Welcome back. So, you know, behind every book, I always find that personal element. You know, we don't just sit down and write a book in a vacuum. There's always some profound reason. And I think our young people are being totally bombarded with progressivism and evolutionism and humanism. We have it from every side, and we begin to buy into it without even meaning to. So I really like the fact that you have written a book called Self-Evident, Undeniable Proof that Science is Discovering God, and the other part, and possibly revealing his plan for humanity. Why did you put the word possibly in there?
Because it's speculation. I don't know what's in God's mind, so I couldn't relate to that. But I have come to some conclusions about it. And let me state that I think God is giving us clues about this. And the thing that led me to this is that, you know, for thousands of years of human lifetime, it's only recently that science and technology is advancing rapidly, and population is growing exponentially, but it didn't in the past. I find this mysterious and troubling because there's something going on here that I don't quite understand, but I think there's something that God is trying to tell us, and what he's trying to tell us fits in with my thinking, and it fits in with some of the parables that I find in what Christ said, and I've pieced them together.
Now, I hope you'll correct me, but is it called the Fibonacci? Is it a Fibonacci where it, you know, like the spiral and the shell when you cut it open, and it's a certain ratio. It's considered a perfect. I don't remember. I'm drawing it from my mind here. But okay. As you were talking, I'm thinking, you know, earth maybe is spinning down to its end. And as it is, there are certain things that feel like it's speeding up. You know, it feels like things are going so fast.
Things are happening very rapidly.
Yes.
You know, you look at the population and you say, well, in 1950, there were 3 billion people. In year 2000, there were 6 billion. They're now over 7 billion. And in the year 2050, we'll have over 9 billion. And if you use the formula that I've provided in this book and go out to like the year 2300, there'll be 144 billion people if it continues on the track that it's going. And so my speculation has a lot to do with solving problems like that. And every time I try to solve the problem, I find God helping me and answering me. As a matter of fact, I have a number of quotes in my book.
I want you to read some quotes. I have to take a break right here, but okay. I want you to read some quotes. We'll be right back.
Michaels, and this is Heartbeat. No one likes detours while they're driving. When we're in a hurry, detours seem like a plot to ruin our plans. It's only after we pass the roadblock that we understand the reason for the detour. In the Bible, God tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." While it may seem that God is placing detours in your life to ruin your plans, He is really directing you to a safer path, away from danger. When you encounter a detour in life, will you thank God for the opportunity to drive down the safer road that He offers? Heartbeat is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I come to you each week through the programs of Education Currents and Homeschool Companion. And I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry. And I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support. So take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of books from different guests that I've had on the show and different topics that I've done. And I also have some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us, 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Welcome back. I'm talking with Don Bongards. He is going to share with us some quotes from a recent book he wrote called Self-Evident, Undeniable Proof That Science is Discovering God. And I think right now that I think you could end your title right there, and it's just beautiful. I just love that title. So share with us some of your quotes, because I want all my listeners to go to your website. What is your website?
My website is www.americasdestiny, with a dash between Americas, plural, destiny.com.
Americas-destiny.com.
Correct. You know, we have mainstream science telling us today that we should believe in evolution and billions of years and all that sort of thing. And they go out of their way to take God out of the equation. And my belief is that if you're going to be a member of the mainstream science community, you can't invoke God, or you'll be thrown out of the community, and your funding will be stopped.
That's unfortunately true.
But the greatest scientist of our time is Albert Einstein. And so I put some quotes in my book from Albert Einstein, which I think the audience would be interested in. The first one is, "Science without religion is lame. Religion without science is blind." And the one I just mentioned, "When the solution is simple, God is answering." So when I'm looking for solutions to the problems that I'm talking about, I find the answers coming to me. There are two ways to live your life. One through nothing is a miracle. The other is though everything is a miracle. I'm of the latter case here. And then you really might like this one. "No one can read the Gospels without feeling the actual presence of Jesus. His personality pulsates in every word." This is from Albert Einstein, who was a Jew.
Yes. That's phenomenal. Okay, what other... You have some other...
Well, I have another one if you want to hear another one from him.
Yes, yes.
"The more I study science, the more I believe in God," which is my case. I can tell you that, right?
Yeah.
All right. "I want to know how God created this world. I'm not interested in this or that phenomenon, in the spectrum of this or that element. I want to know his thoughts. The rest are details." This is Albert Einstein.
So in the research that you did, you went went to the library or went online?
Online, mostly online, yes. You can find almost anything you want to find out.
Yes, and what, going down the road, what do you have another book that you're thinking about?
Well, it just so happens you just interviewed somebody that had the movie, produced the movie, Genesis as History. And I was thinking, if I'm going to write another book, I'm going to write it about the science of Genesis. And almost go word for word, especially in the first few chapters, through the flood anyway.
Yes.
I cover the flood in the book.
So you, in your book, you talk about the evidence that from dinosaurs?
Oh, yes.
I do. So I need to ask this question before we end. So self-evident. We've talked about DNA. You mentioned that, you know, evidence from dinosaurs.
The genetic code.
The genetic code. And then you talked about what other scientists have testified to.
Right.
And then did I leave anything out?
I don't think so, except some detailed science that I've provided in the book and the speculation that I put in the epilogue of the book about what God has in mind for humanity. My thoughts about it, and I'll leave that up to the reader to find that out.
Well, thank you so much for spending this time with us. Please go to the website americas-destiny.com, and I've been talking to Don Bongaerts in his book, Self-Evident, Undeniable Proof That Science is Discovering God. Thank you so much. I have one last thing to say, and that is keep learning.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.